Okay.
Good luck, everyone.
Okay, we're going to discuss. We're moving along here. We're going to discuss Inyanei Tzitzis. This is an Emek Bracha Tzitzis, Vav and Zayin, I think. But let's get started. Okay, there is a halacha of Zakin Mamre, meaning someone who gives a hora against the Bezdin Agadol is Chayav Misa. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and then the Perek Elanon Hakin discusses what are the parameters for being Chayav for that. And the Gemara says, you're only Chayav if you are Mosif on a mitzvah, and thereby Megareya the mitzvah, so you're adding to a mitzvah, and therefore making it that you're no longer Yotzei the mitzvah. And it's Ikaro midivrei Torah, Peyusho midivrei Sofer, meaning it's a Din Deraisa, with Teresh Baal Peh, with the Peyush of Teresh Baal Peh, yeah? And you are commanding to add something to the mitzvah, which thereby detracts mitzvah. What's the halacha? The only case it applies to, the Gemara says, is tefillin. What do you buy tefillin? The tefillin has four batim on the tefillin shirosh. Let's say you would add a fifth one. You would be more to add a fifth one. That's adding. That's a violation of Baal Tosef, first of all. With that violation of Baal Tosef, your tefillin are no longer kosher. And that's something that we only know from Torah Shabbat Peh for this din deraisa of tefillin. Good? So the Gemara there asks about lulav and also asks about tzitzis. Well, the Gemara answers, and we're going to concentrate on tzitzis, but the answer would be the same for lulav. The Gemara asks, so what about tzitzis or lulav? You're adding something extra. If you would add something extra, so the Gemara says for tzitzis, if you hold the kesher elyon is lav de'oraisa, meaning the kesher that ties it up is not an essential part, and so to buy the lulav, there's a machlokas whether the eged, the knot, is an essential part of the mitzvah. We fasten it's not, but it's necessary for hiddur, whatever it is. So if you hold that it's not a fundamental part of the mitzvah, so Gemara says, hay lechudei kaiv, hay lechudei kaiv. So let's say I put five strings of tzitzis on my corner of my beged, five strings of tzitzis, there's still four strings there. There's an extra string, so true, you're in violation of Baal Tosef maybe, according to most Rishonim. But you didn't passel the tzitzis, because the tzitzis still has four tzitzis, four strings. It has a fifth one. No, but they didn't make the four strings bad, right? Good. Kabbalah. So now there's a tosos. There's a tosos in the beginning of Perakat Chelas and Daf Memches in Menachos, excuse me, where Tosos has a question like this. What if, not that I added one string, but I added a new, you know, like we have like four strings that are folded over into eight? So let's say I would add a whole new zach of four strings to a corner. That's a lach of hitil and muteles. I put tzitzis on a beged that already has tzitzis on it. Hitil and muteles. So Tosef asks, why should that should be Baal Tosef? Sorry, that is Baal Tosef. And Tosef's question is, why do you say that that's megareya from the mitzvah? Tosa says it must be maybe that doesn't passel the mitzvah at all. It really depends on how you learn a Gemara in Menachos over there in Daf Mem. The Gemara seems to have a back and forth about this, you know, Pop and Reb Zera. Lamaisa, Tosa say that if you're hitel mutelas, if you would add tzitzis, again, a whole extra group of tzitzis to a corner of a beged that already has tzitzis, it doesn't passel the beged at all. If it would passel, then Tosa would be bothered by the question, why don't you say that it would be part of Zakin Mamre. Now, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tzitzis, the Rambam actually paskins that it does passel the beged, and the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid is like Tosfos. The Ravid holds it doesn't passel the beged. The Ravid asks about Zakin Mamre. Again, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, when it goes through the example of Zakin Mamre, it says, Tzitzis is not going to be a good example. Why is Tzitzis not going to be a good example? Because Hailechu Dekai, Hailechu Dekai. But if I'm hitul mutalas, if I add in a whole nother tzitzis, so now instead I used to have, right, I have a whole extra thing of tzitzis, that should be a problem. And then the Ravid says it must be. I'm not finding hilchos tzitzis right now. There we are. Okay. The Ravid says it must be that it's not in violation. It doesn't passel the tzitzis. But the Rambam says it does. Hitul tzitzis al tzitzis im niskavim levatla sarishon amadir. Then he says an added halacha, the Rambam says, and this is going to be important for something that we're going to discuss more momentarily. Let's say I would put tzitzis on top of another tzitzis, right? Meaning right, there's more strings in the same corner. So says the Rambam, if I have in mind to do baltosif, I'm a violation of baltosif. It passels both sets, the first set and the second set. And now let's say you cut one off, saying you're still going to have one set of tzitzis. You think it'd be kashrin, or then there's a problem of taaseh v'lo mina asui. That the tzitzis must be tied there in a way of hechsher, in a kosher way. If it's made in a puzzle way, and then it's you kosher it ipso facto later, that's called a violation of taaseh v'lo mina asui, which we have by sukkah, we have by tzitzis. That's taaseh, you have to make it kosher v'lo mina asui, and don't kosher up something that was already made previously b'psur.
It's not like the shema, so is that the same?
We're going to get to the right. If you would do a shelo l'shema, then you would also have a problem with tassel. Honestly, we're going to, actually, the next piece is going to connect those two things. So that's right on target. But yeah, the dinim of tassel and l'shema might very much be related. And again, it's a sukkah inyan, it's also a tzitzis inyan. So now ask the Emek Bracha a question. Again, the question that the Rishonim already asked, that Tosfos asks, that the Ravid asks. Again, I'll read you the... let me just maybe ask the question outside. Why is it that that's not a case of Zakein Mamre? That's the question again. If I add on extra tzitzis, it does indeed pass the beged. If it indeed does pass the beged, it should be a problem of Zakein Mamre for the Rambam. So he had a nice answer. So he says, really in a Hanami, it should, But what did we say one of the qualifications in Sanhedrin is by Zakein Mamre? It has to be Ikaro Midiraisa, Perusho Midirisofer, meaning it's a Din Deraisa, but it's the details are learned from Teresh Baal Peh. So there's a halacha that I have to put one tzitzis on each corner of a beged. Is that Teresh Baal Peh or Teresh B'Chsav? Teresh B'Chsav. The halacha is about how many strings to use, good psilim and gedilim and lavan and techeles and the ratios. That's all Teresh Baal Peh. But the etzim fact that you have to put one tzitzis, a kanaf psil, right, on each corner of your beged, a tzitzis is these fringes, that's mefurish b'kra. He quotes from Rabbi Kivager that he saw. Rabbi Kivager says it also, I think it's Siman Yud. And so the halacha is, in a chanami is bal tosif. In a chanami, it would pass the tzitzis according to the Rambam, but it's not called peyushim with the sofrim. This is just an afin adin and chumash. Again, sometimes we get like there's a lot of details, but this when the pasuk says put a tzitzis on each corner, that means maybe I should have barbecued. Agree with me, whatever, it doesn't matter. But I'll read you the lashon of Emek Bracha. Hare haminyan shel dalat tzitzis lo mafina mishum drasha el mi mashmaos dekrof from the pasuk the tzitzis echad al kanaf echad am rachmana tzitzis echad al kanaf echad. Therefore, it's not subject to Teresh Baal Peh.
Oh, derived somehow.
Derived and Tosfos thing. I mean, they again. First of all, they might think that that's really Teresh Baal Peh. Also, just like the number of strings. B'lav hachi, they think that hitel mutelas is not a problem. This means this halacha is not going to passel the tzitzis as a whole. Just like it wouldn't if you had an extra string.
But what do they hold about? Do they hold that it's
in the right? Oh, you could deduce that they would hold that they think that it's considered peyushim midivrei sofrim. Because otherwise they wouldn't be bothered by the question to begin with. Correct. That's a good R, which is against what Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out in Shulchan Aruch. So I want to continue now to the next piece, which is an Inyan of Taaseh v'lo mina asui. The Gemara discusses a shay like this in Menachos Daf Mem. Let's say I make a beged of pishtan, which strictly speaking is kosher for tzitzis, but the Gemara said that I wouldn't recommend it because you might end up, the Gemara's trying to figure out what the problem is. It might lead to some concern of klein, whatever it is. So, Toch Advarim, the Gemara says, what I'm concerned maybe it's going to rip. The corner is going to rip three tefachim. Three etzvos, rather, excuse me. And then, I'm going to sew it up using pishtun strings. And then as I'm sewing it up using my strings, I'll say, geshmak. The strings that I'm using to sew, I'll just leave them there as tzitzis. And that's not going to be kosher. That tzitzis, if I just, again, what we do is we just like, sew it, you know, we loop it through once. But if you would sew it starker, that would also be okay for tzitzis. No, then that could be looped through once. So, I'm going to loop it through, I'm going to be sewing it, and then I'll leave the strings, you know, when you sew, you have leftover string, I'll leave it hanging, and I'll get my tzitzis, and that's going to be a problem. Why is it possible? Says Rashi, Tasev lo miza, velo min asui. Where are they? It says Tasev lo min asui. The Gemara says Tasev lo menasui. So there's a Tosfos there, and Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. Why is the Gemara coming on to Tasev lo menasui? Tell me a different problem. Tell me that I need Tevia. Again, Tevia is a machlokas to spin the strings lishma, and Tliya to hang the strings on the baguette. There's a lach. You have to be told the strings lishma. So why is the Gemara bringing up and Rashi Tasev lo menasui? Typically, just tell me that it's because the Hatala Satzitzis was not done Lishma. And then Tos says another question, additional question. How can you tell me this is a problem of Tasev lo menasui? So let's go through, let's bring up another case of Tasev lo menasui. You know what? Actually, before we get to the second question, let's speak at how he answered the first question. The answer to the first question, the Emek Bracha explains, is, and this is what Jakey was alluding to before, the din of Tasev lo menasui is a din by dint of the fact that you need an asiya lishma. So I can't use something that was already made shelo lishma. Any psul is also not done l'shei mitzvah, because I wasn't doing it l'shei mitzvah. So if it was lacking in hechsher, that was done improperly. And he says an afkamina from that. If there were two separate dins, there's one din of tasev lo menasui, you have to have asiya behechsher, and then another din that has to be done l'shma. So then, maybe, who said that I had to do? Again, l'shma is like, let me just, this is something that's noteworthy anyway. It appears from the sugyas of l'shma when it comes up. L'shma is like a chalos, if you will, that I'm inserting into a ma'isa. I'm doing it with a certain kavana that, you know, it's a ma'isa which is done l'shma. And it could affect the cheftza. The cheftza was that, so by tzitzis, let's say I when I put it through the baguette and now it's hanging, I didn't do that l'shma. If I'll do something else afterwards, I'll tie it up, I'll do something else that's l'shma, I could inject l'shma later, like in something like you inject in it. I can inject l'shma later time. I can make it that now it's l'shma. As long as l'shma has to be done, it can be done at any point. But if you hold that the asiya has to be done l'shma, and that's a din of tasev lo menasui, it has to be taseh, it has to be done l'shma. So that's why Rashi says that this case, when I'm tying the pishtan, and I'm sewing it, I'm already in a problem of Tasev lo menasui, because that is the problem of l'shma. Tosfos is bothered. Typically, you want to tell me the problem is that it's not done l'shma. Says the Emek Bracha that's the same exact thing, because if it wasn't done with an asiya l'shma to begin with, that's a problem of Tasev lo menasui. Just to clarify, Tasev lo menasui has been, I did it bipsul, and I fixed up later, but I didn't change the asiya. But now we're saying that that's really a din of l'shma. The din of l'shma, the din of Tasev lo menasui are really connected. By Sukkah also we have such a concept. Tosa has another kasha. Tosa the kasha, it comes up in the sugya really in Sukkah and Dafir Aleph, in the sugya of Tasev lo menasui. The Mishnah has a case like this. Let's say I take, right?
Gedish.
Right, yeah, exactly. The Gedish case and also the case of Hidlas Agefen. So if I have, the halacha is, Tzchach must be Talish, it cannot be Mechubber, correct? So let's say I take Mechubber Dika Tzchach, I take these vines, and I put them over my Sukkah, and then I put this, so I already placed them on my sukkah, but they're still connected to the ground. And then I just do snip, 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 and I cut it off. So is that good or is that not good? It's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel and the Gemara. Rav says it's kasher, Shmuel says it's pasul. Why does Rav say it's kasher? He says, ketzi sason zuhi asiyasan. When I cut them, I'm like making the schach now. So even though I physically placed them before they were kasher, when I cut them, I'm making the schach. And the Gemara says by tzitzis also, let's say I put tzitzis on the baguette, and again, you have to, maybe I should have brought like an example, but, I mean, I have an example, but it's tucked over here. Let's say we have, you know, four strings that are folded over, and we have tzitzis. So let's say you would have strings that are connected on the bottom. In other words, let's say I took a circle, string that's all a circle, and I looped it through. So now on the bottom, they're connected like this. They're loops. And then I cut them. So when they're loops, the baguette's not kosher. I don't have enough strings, right? And they're not strings, b'chol. They're just loops. Because they go back around, right? So then you just snip the bottoms. That's chatach roshei chutin. So the Gemara says that it's also talking about machlokas Rav and Shmuel. That Rav says it's kosher because kitzitzas and zuyas yasa, when I snip them, that's okay. Shmuel says, no, that's a problem of Tasev lo menasui, because when I put them on the baguette, I didn't do a behechsher. So I asked Tosfos a question on this Gemara with this Rashi about Tasev lo menasui. When I tie the tzitzis strings, why don't I say that if I'll do something afterwards? Tosfos is assuming, I don't understand the Mitzvah exactly, that I'm going to be doing something afterwards. Maybe even tying, I don't know. But when I do something afterwards, that'll be like asiyasan, zoi asiyasan, ketitzasan, zoi asiyasan. So it shouldn't be b'chal problem of ta. As long as I'm going to do something later to fix it, it's not a problem of ta'as. I'm not saying if it's something that changed on its own, so it was done b'psul. But if I'm going to do something new, that's called fixing it. That's Tosa's question. And that's called a new asiyah, according to Rav at least. We happen to paskin like Shmuel, but Tosa is bothered. This Gemara on Daf Mem in Menachos has to fit even according to Rav. Want to say doing something new is like a new asiyah. So to this, the Emek Baruch has a teretz that really those cases, both by tzitzis and by the schach, it's a little bit different. The reason why ketitzasan zoi asiyasan, when I cut it, that's considered a new asiyah, that's not because anytime you do a maisa later, it's called a new asiyah. That's not the vort. The vort is not because anytime you do a maisa later, it's a new asiyah. What's the vort? The vort is because it's not yet a shame schach. Mechubber, when I take trees and I lay them over my sukkah, that's not schach puzzle. He quotes a ritva that's like this. It's just not schach yet. When I have loops, it's not strings that are puzzle. It's just not strings. Right? It's not, you're, and he's not so sure.
No, like, it's just, some do have every case of schach that's a mechubber.
It doesn't work, but the question is, why doesn't it work? In other words, let's say I have some things you could have.
Let's say
I make a schach with plastic, so, or whatever, with metal. So it is a schach, meaning it provides shade over my sukkah, but there's a halacha that you can't use those materials. Mechubber, it's bechlal not bottled to, it's not part of the sukkah yet. It doesn't have a shame schach yet. It's not just schach which is pasul. He discusses like a hadas that has berries. That's a hadas which is pasul. This doesn't have a shame schach. He's bothered actually with the Gemara over there in sukkah, which I don't want to get into now because he doesn't have an answer to that kasha. But that's his vort. And the loops also, there's a lach, you have to hang strings from your baguette, fringes, whatever they call it, fringes. This is not fringes, loops are not fringes. Then he says, with this yesod, that's again, that's the answer, just to clarify, that's the answer to the kash on this Gemara and on Rashi. Why are you saying tasev loman asay over here? Why do you say that anytime I do something later, ketitzas and zuyas, yes, the answer is no. It's only when I do something where beforehand, the lumdus was, it didn't have a shame schach, it didn't have a shame tzitzis yet. Not just a schach puzzle, a tzitzis puzzle. Schach puzzle and tzitzis puzzle is a tasav lom nasui. If it didn't have a shame schach or tzitzis yet, then when I do it later, that's zui asiyas, and it's a brand new asiyah. So there's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam sheet is, but this will close. The Rambam sheet is, when he describes that case of chatach, chutei roshin, when I cut the edges of the tzitzis, is a case where I have, imagine this, your four-cornered garment, and at two of the corners, I take a string, and I loop the string through both corners. So we're not talking about a circular string like I was describing before. We're talking about a string, and I made a knot, I tied it to both corners, and now, if I'll cut it in the middle, now I'll have tzitzis for both. But in the meantime, it's tied to both. So the Rambam sounds like that's the case, that's puzzle. Sorry, yeah, because we pass like Shmuel, that would be a problem of Tasev Lo Min Asui. If I tie it on both, and then I cut, problem Tasev Lo Min Asui. The simple diak is that if I would have that loop, and then I'd cut it, that's not a problem of Tasev Lo Min Asui. The Kesef Mishnah Lav Davka is the Rambam. Because Maishnah. Yes, the Rambam probably learned that was the simple case in the Gemara, and the Rambam's Derech is to quote the case in the Gemara. But it's Omer Darshin, even if it's the Derech of the Rambam to quote the case in the Gemara, it sounds like that is the case, which is puzzle. And if it was just on one corner, a loop, that'd be kasher. So that's his kash. His answer is like this. We hold la halacha like Shmuel, who says that schach mechubber is still schach puzzle. So when I'm kotzeitz it, it's still a problem of tazel and asay. And if I would take one string and tie it to two corners, it is a tzitzis. Again, it's a string that's hanging from a baguette. It's not a loop. It's a string. A string that has an end. A tzitz is a fringe. It has an end. It's just that I took that end and tied it to something else. So, that was an asiya. It was an asiya bipsul because the beged doesn't have the requisite amount of tzitz. You can't double dip. You can't use one string for two corners. So when I cut it, I'm making it kosher, but now the knot is becoming a mefreya kosher. When I have this loop, the Rambam holds, even halach, even according to Shmuel, that's bechlal not a shame tzitzis. You can't call that tzitzis. It's mamish not tzitzis. And so when I cut it, even Shmuel would agree that katitzasan zawe asiyasan. And he's taking this yesod that he used to answer up for Tosas Kasha. The yesod is that the shayla of katitzasan zawe asiyasan by tazavam nasu is, did it have a shame schach or a shame tzitzis yet, but it was puzzle? Or is it bechlal just not part of the parsha? So he's saying that for the Rambam, even lalacha, when I take this one string, and I'll make it a loop. When I have a string which is a loop and it's not a fringe, and then I cut it, even according to Shmuel, we would take katitzasan, and therefore it would be kosher and not a problem of taseh v'lo menaseh. And with this, we will close. Shpaich.